Let's have our book review now, I think. So it's good morning and welcome to Martine McCaffrey of Unity Books Auckland, who's been reading The Extinction of Irina Ray. This is by Jennifer Croft. Morena, Martine.
Morena. This is Jennifer Croft's debut novel, but she's been working as a critic and a translator for a long time. And I was initially drawn to the book because she... and excuse my pronunciation, she, alongside Olga Tokarczuk, I think, won the International Booker Prize for Olga's book Flights a couple of years ago now. The basic premise of the book is that a group of translators gather at the home of a famous Polish author, Irina Ray, in a primeval forest. We are introduced to our translators who have a kind of collective reverence for our author, as they call her, and quickly into their meeting, she goes missing. And then from there, the novel kind of takes a turn into the translators kind of springing into action in an attempt to find clues as to her whereabouts. The author's background as a translator is so clear, it really shines through. She has a great love of language, and there's a lot of very rich language throughout the book. It feels very weighty often, which I loved. And my favourite thing about the novel was probably the narrator themselves. We have a main narrator called Emmy, who is a great example of an unreliable narrator. She is frequently undermined by a kind of secondary point of view that we have from one of the other translators, which provides a lot of comedic relief to the novel. This kind of catty back and forth, kind of undermining each other when it comes to language, their point of views, what's going on. The novel as a whole kind of poses a lot of questions about the role of translation, the art of translation, what makes a good translator, how much of a translator should we be seeing in an author's work, which as the kind of appreciation for translated fiction is kind of skyrocketing, is a really great way to kind of get almost behind the scenes on the art of translation itself. I thought she did a fantastic job at kind of layering the novel. She manages to simultaneously pose some really serious and thought-provoking questions about language, of course, and the politics of language, art, our environment, because as I say, a lot of it takes, well, all of it takes place in kind of a primeval forest and has a lot to do with the fungi, the trees, the landscape itself, but also has an amazing sense of humour about the whole thing. I felt when I was reading it at times with this kind of group of somewhat kooky translators running around in a panic, trying to find their kind of literary god almost. It reminded me of like, almost like a literary version of the movie Clue, which sounds silly. It's definitely not as slapsticky. And it is very literary, but it also manages to have these great moments of levity, that I loved. Overall, yeah, fantastic, really brilliant novel. I'm really excited to see what she goes on to write.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Martine. McCaffrey of Unity Books has reviewed The Extinction of Irina Ray by Jennifer Croft. It's published by Scribe and costs $40.